So next I want to introduce Sandy is with our San Luis Obispo chapter of CCL, and I jokingly refer to her as the Jill of all trades within CCL. She does so many different things and does them well, and one of the things that she has really helped us work on is to make ourselves appear more professional as we have meetings with our editorial boards. And so her chapter and Sandy, they've worked on this idea of an editorial meeting binder, and that's what she's going to present for us tonight. So Sandy, it's all you now.
Well, thanks. I'm Sandy Simon, National Chapter Liaison and the Community Help Desk. And I'm also co-leader with Steve on the print media action team, which I encourage you all to join. So I'm happy to be here with you to talk about creating a binder for your editorial board meeting. And as part of the preparation that you do to meet with your local editorial board, you may elect to create a binder to take with you to the meeting. Although binders are completely optional, There are advantages to creating them. Not only is a binder an organizational tool which can help you, your team prepare, but editorial board staff members appreciate having information about CCL and climate change to refer to both during and after the meeting. Binders can be labor and time intensive as well as costly though. So if preparation of a binder creates a problem for you or your chapter, please know that it is not required and that the most important thing by far is for you to meet with your editorial board with or without materials. So next, why do we prepare an editorial board meeting binder? The advantages of preparing one are many, among them that the binder can include an explanation of why CCL is asking the newspaper to take a stand on climate. The binder serves as a resource for the newspaper's top staff to refer to. Examples of published editorials in the binder create a case for your newspaper writing an editorial of its own. It includes recent legislation of interest to bolster our argument for passing a bill, and CCL's CFD proposal and the REMI study are clearly laid out for the editorial board to consider. Next, when you prepare and present a binder, you demonstrate to the editorial board that your chapter can be a resource for them on climate change, that we can be their go-to source for information, that we'll work with them to publish our letters and op-eds, and that we want to create a line of communication with staff members who receive our media packets. Next, when you create meeting binders, prepare one for your own team's use, and you may create one for each of the editorial board members with whom you'll be meeting. Here's an example of a binder. Your contents may vary. Start with a half an inch binder and index dividers. Next, prepare a cover sheet containing the names of your CCL team members and the editorial board staff members who will be at the meeting. At the bottom of this slide, which I can't quite see, there it is, and following slides, you'll see links to locations where you can find examples of these documents on Community. Next, we have the binder index. Here's an example of an index listing 8 sections, which include the following. Why CCL is asking newspapers to take a stand. Ricky? Next is why CCL is asking newspapers to take a stand. This is an excellent document to include in your binder because it clearly lays out reasons for newspapers to publish editorials. Included are CCL's mission, what CCL can do to help editorial staff, and why newspapers should publish editorials on climate change. This document will be posted under the meeting binder section on Community after this tutorial. Next is links to editorials. In that section, you can assemble 6 to 8 recent editorials supporting carbon fee and dividend. Samples can be found on CCL's public website at the bottom of the homepage under published media, and also in the section on our climate solution at the top of the homepage under supporters. You can include a summary cover page of the editorials listing the newspapers, article titles, dates of publication, and links to each to provide easy access for the editorial board staff. Next are recent op-eds by CCL volunteers. You can include local samples as well as others, which can be found on CCL's main website at the bottom of the homepage under published media. Include a summary cover page of the op-eds with links to them. Next, otherwise known as legislation of interest for CCL, this information is contained in a document entitled 2016 Bills Submitted, which is on community under lobbying resources in the volunteer resources section. The document presents CCL's take on bills that have been introduced and which are similar to carbon fee and dividend. Next is CCL's proposal for carbon fee and dividend legislation, which can be found on the main website under Our Climate Solution and on community under carbon fee and dividend resources in the volunteer resources section. Next is the 4-page REMI summary, which you will find under carbon fee and dividend resources in volunteer resources on community. Next is the infographic, which you can find on community under outreach resources in the infographics and fact sheet section. You can also include other information about CCL, and there are several good handouts in the resources for outreach events section of community. You can also include the most recent op-ed by Mark Reynolds, which was sent to your group leaders as part of a media packet. Look for the op-ed on the main website at the bottom of the homepage under press releases and media packets. Next, some additional thoughts. If you have business cards, you can include them in the binder. Binders have the advantage of supplying a good deal of information about CCL and carbon fee and dividend, providing information for your planning meeting and being a resource for answering questions which may arise. So in conclusion, giving a well put together binder to the editorial board staff leaves a lasting impression that CCL is a professional organization with prepared and knowledgeable members who value the editorial board staff's time and wish to work in partnership with them on climate change issues. If you do decide to create an editorial board meeting binder, you are, of course, free to include whatever items you think will be the most effective for your meeting. The contents I've discussed here tonight are only suggestions to stimulate ideas and discussion.